We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Listen, baby. Wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me. No matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
There ain't no mountain high enough.
Name, I'll be there,
Rod,
in
you
a
know
hurry.
There ain't no valley.
You
enough.
Don't have to worry.
Come on,
baby,
let's go. Hey, make sure you sign up for the third annual Dana Parks Bowling Bash. Houseball Walker is going to be there. Yeah.
He was just so good.
So good. So good. You get the honorary first grievance of the week, Rebecca Crockett. Go.
Okay. There's this particular fast food restaurant that has a burger that I am obsessed with. And I have tried to purchase it 3 days in a row, and they don't have it in. Like, how do they run out of this?
Yes, because you have a specialty diet.
Yeah. And this is like the only place I can get this, and they don't have it. And it's like 25 minutes from my house.
Why don't you call? No, I can't.
Okay.
No.
I did call today before I drove the 25 minutes, and they still didn't have it and didn't know when they were going to get it back in, and I want it.
Have you thought about setting it on fire, the restaurant?
That has come to mind.
Parks.
It'd teach him a lesson.
It would teach him a lesson, Rod. Mm-hmm.
But then I'll never get the burger.
Right.
Well, apparently you're not getting it now.
Or your freedom. So there's that.
Right, right.
So let's leave
What's
that
more
there.
Important?
That's right.
How good is that burger? The good news is...
Is it a tasty treat?
It might be my last tasty treat.
Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday, brought to you by Michelob Ultra.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
Couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
All right, let's go. You got a grievance? Welcome home. Mike in Kansas City. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, hello. How you doing?
We're
Hi.
Doing better than we deserve. Go ahead, my friend.
Well, my grievance is, now I live in Kansas City, but this has typically happened to me like in Johnson County or Leawood, so I hate to throw them out of the bus like this. Mm-hmm. But when I am driving on the road, and I guess you can call it a four-way road where two lanes are on the opposite direction.
Yeah.
And I am behind two people, one on my right, one on the left, and they're driving neck and neck. The moving roadblock.
Mm. Right. Instead of just pick one, they're blocking
Go
two.
Around the person on the right and get back over on the right.
You will get no argument from either one of us on this.
It drives me crazy.
Okay, partner. Patty in Olathe. Hello, Patty.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Good. Well,
My grievance is in my lack of planning every year. This year I decided to be better, and I bought candy early, and I got the good stuff so that we wouldn't have the not-so-great stuff laying around, and my husband ate it. Yeah, it was truffles, you know, the chocolate truffles, and I've been to three different stores, and they are not there, so we're not getting truffles.
Aww.
I know. Oh, well.
And how did your husband defend himself?
There's no defense of that.
He didn't. No, he didn't.
He said, those are good.
He just said, oh, they were really good.
I bet they were.
Yeah, I know. So that stinks.
I'm sorry.
All right, Patty. Hey, thanks for calling in. Dave in Raytown. Dave, hello.
Yes. Scott, I want to thank you, Dana, Rod, Rebecca. Dan was on earlier. I love our show.
Thank you, man.
I want to air my grievance about breast cancer and specifically reconstruction implants.
Okay.
You know, my wife and I we've both been terribly freaked out for the last couple of weeks until we met with her surgeon earlier, and it's basically a numbers game. And she's been declared cancer-free for the last 2 years, which is a blessing.
Amen.
But the thing that pisses me off is the fact that there's not been enough research done and or reporting on implants. And that's my grievance today.
Is she still waiting for her surgery, Dave, or is that something she wants or doesn't want?
No. She had reconstructive surgery immediately following.
Okay.
Like I said, it was 2 years ago after she got the all clear, but they were textured implants, and now those are suspect.
Got it. I see what you're saying.
It boils down to a numbers game, and it just sucks.
You are the first person I've ever heard complain about breast implants, but I understand your point.
Well, it's just
one more thing, Dave, isn't it?
It really hurts to see your soulmate, your loved one. It just, you hate to see them worry about something like that. So, yeah.
Dave, she's cancer-free, and let's focus on the positive, man.
Damn straight, man. Damn straight. And like I said, it's a numbers game. So, you know, they do have to be replaced after a period of time. So, like I said, it's a numbers game. But, yeah, it stinks.
All right. Well, God bless you and God bless her, man. And happy Easter, and keep thinking about the positive stuff. All right.
Love you guys.
Love Bye-bye. You too, brother. You be good, man. Kevin in Independence. Hello, Kevin.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. Thank you, man.
Oh, good to hear. My grievance is with my work. I just now realized today that apparently at some point in the past, I was switched from hourly to salary pay.
Oh.
Meaning all of the overtime that I've accrued over the last 3 weeks never happened.
Oh.
Well, it happened. You just ain't getting paid for it.
That was on your time, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
snort. Oh, it happened, Kevin.
It definitely happened.
but whatever. I don't care. I'm moving in a month. I'm out of here.
Where are you going, bro?
Kentucky.
Oh, well, you have to listen to us on the app.
Will do.
Take care, buddy. From the text line, I have a grievance against my one-year-old daughter. If I have to watch Bubble Guppies one more time, I'm going to destroy all of the TVs in the house.
Okay, I don't know what that is.
I don't either, but I wrote back, it cannot be worse than Teletubbies. Remember all the weird noises?
Yes.
That was so weird.
Oh, well, our kids are roughly the same age.
Winky Dinky?
What was that stupid purple elephant thing?
Oh, no, I didn't want to talk about that one.
I love you.
No, no.
You love. No. Who is that?
Satan.
Barney.
Yes.
Remember that stupid?
So
oh,
bad.
My God. You wonder why Elvis shot his TV.
You know the one I loved? The Backyardigans.
The
remember
who?
The Backyardigans?
No.
Oh, I loved the Backyardigans.
I will confess, there was one kid's show that I really liked, and they're bringing it back. Had that stupid dog. And the character dressed in a striped shirt, what was that?
Oh, Blue?
Yeah, Blue.
Why can't I think of the name of that?
What was the name of that show?
You didn't think that guy was a little weird?
Which one? The first one or the second one?
There were two, and they were both weird.
Yeah, but what was the name of that show? I actually kind of liked that one.
Blue's Clues.
I thought that was kind of cute.
You didn't think that guy was a little weird?
Yeah, he was a little weird, but, I mean, of all the horrible TV shows you had to watch with your kids,
what happened?
That one was semi-tolerable.
Blue's guy. Please tell me he didn't go into, like... Okay.
Tell me he started making meth in his prison.
No, I'm looking it up. You will have a result in a moment.
All right. 576-7798. You know, something incredible is happening at Diamonds Direct, so mark your calendar for April 26th, 27th, and 28th. It is the jewelry event of the year. First time ever spring sale. 3 days of extra savings store-wide, plus an even larger selection, more flexible financing. I'm telling you right now, this is as good as it gets. For these 3 days, you get an extra 20% off Diamonds Direct's already unbeatable prices on virtually all diamond and fashion jewelry. Rings, earrings, pendants, bands, bracelets, colored gemstone jewelry, thousands of engagement ring settings and wedding bands, all of it is on sale. Diamonds Direct means business, man. They are breaking all the rules for this, and it is going to be over the top. The best prices of the year across the board, so whatever jewelry occasion that you have coming up, whether it's an engagement, a wedding, an anniversary, you need to take advantage of these mind-blowing savings. Only at Diamonds Direct, not this weekend, but next weekend, April 26, 27, and 28. Diamonds Direct, 119th and Row. Hey, dude, kill it. Let's just do nothing but Motown for the rest of the hour. That music makes me feel
that
good.
That was actually my plan.
Oh, good. All right.
Here's the thing I've learned about Motown. You can't be angry and listen to Motown.
No,
you can
impossible.
Have a lot of different emotions. You can,
sure.
You can be sad, you can be happy, whatever.
Sure.
Not anger.
Never.
Never anger.
Dude, we're in here going, Motown. Sugar pie, honey buns.
Everybody loves this stuff. If you don't dance a little when you hear Motown, dude, your soul's broken.
I'm like shaking in my seat right now. I can't stop moving. If you don't like this, you have no heart.
Yeah. If you don't dance a little to Motown, your soul's broken.
That's right. What's your grievance, buddy?
I have a quick grievance. Yeah. Here, you know how, usually a light jacket.
My grievance is people who touch their microphone.
My microphone won't, it keeps falling. It needs Cialis. The point is, The usually like it's a light jacket or a lanyard on your phone or clothing or something, a bag strap will catch a doorknob.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're something on your clothing hooks a piece of furniture. Why does that never happen when you're in a good mood?
And then it yanks you back.
The worst is headphones cords.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Those things have never happened to someone having a good day. That is always where you're like, I swear to God, if you let me get across this room. And then that's when it grabs on the chair and yanks the headphones out of your ear. That's always what happens.
Real quick, because that is so true, I just want to update everyone. Steve from Blue's Clues is actually a successful music producer.
Okay.
The other one quit, not because something was wrong, because he was losing his hair. He was getting older, and he said, I don't want the kids to see me without hair, because it would be confusing to the three-year-old.
The first guy that did that show, the younger one, or the original one, I mean,
yeah,
he showed up for the audition, and he had really long hair and a ponytail.
Uh-huh.
And leaving, the girl, like the casting agent girl, ran out and caught him before he got out of the building. She's like, look, they loved you. They hate your hair.
Yeah, that hair's got to go.
She's like, we're having a couple more tomorrow. Come back and do it again tomorrow with a haircut, and I bet you get it. And he's
no
like,
kidding.
And he was like, maybe.
That's pretty good.
Obviously, he did it, and he got the gig. But yeah, right after he left, he was working with a weird band called the Flaming Lips. Right after he left the show.
I remember that band from the 90s.
Yeah, he's like a real crazy music producer, weirdo guy.
Oh, he wasn't in the Flaming Lips.
No,
he was working with them.
He was like, yeah, he was producing them.
Huh. All right. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Rebecca Crockett.
Happening now on KMBZ, two California parents looking at life in prison. More next.
Hey, when you're looking for a new car, you want comfort, safety, affordability. You get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and that, my friends, is a rating well-earned. Olathe Kia, by the way, has just tried out something new. It's called the Olathe Kia Direct, where they bring the car to you. It's an all-new, time-saving test drive experience with a new Kia delivered straight to your front door. When it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru.
5:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom, I'm Rebecca Crockett. Life in prison without a chance of parole for decades for David and Louise Turpin, the California parents who held their 13 children captive for years. The couple was sentenced to prison in court today. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
With their parents looking on, two of the Turpin children addressed the court directly to explain the horrors they experienced inside their household, chained to beds and lacking food. One of their sons telling the court he is just now learning to live independently.
In June of last year, I learned how to ride a bike.
Their children, some who are in their 20s, are learning how to do simple things.
I also have learned how to advocate for myself, how to swim, how to eat healthy and prepare a balanced meal.
Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Lawrence Police Department is asking for the public's help locating a missing mother and her son. Police said Felicia Minor and her son Dominic were last seen on Haskell University campus on Thursday evening. Minor is 5'5" and 170 pounds. She has brown hair and brown eyes. Her three-year-old son has black hair and brown eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call 911. Traffic and weather together next.
Skies remaining mostly clear. Mild conditions. Until the sun goes down, we'll be back into the 50s by then. Later on tonight, we're going to drop all the way down to 41 degrees. But plenty of sunshine moves in on your Saturday with a high of 74. Easter Sunday, near 80 for the high temperature. Sunrise services in the 50s. And the chance of some rain and thunderstorms moving in late toward nightfall into Monday. From Channel 9, I'm First Alert Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby, KMBZ Weather.
63 at KCI, 62 in Belton, and 64 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Rebecca Crockett, News 98.1, KMBZ.
Can't beat a bad mood. Let me listen to this. Hey, Rufus.
Hi.
Rufus in the Northland. What's up, man?
Hey, this Dan Parks. This is Rufus.
It is.
Hey, y'all. Hey, listen. I want to tell y'all, I never call into this, but I like to listen to y'all all the time. Y'all drive me crazy. You're hilarious, and I love it.
Thanks.
But I wanted to talk to y'all about a grievance I have, and it's, but if you follow me on this, it's
okay.
Technology. Mm-hmm. Technology, and I don't mean all kinds. I mean that, you know, like, well, specifically in my recent incident is the bathroom, like the electronic lights and the electronic toilets, because when you're sitting on one and you sit there long enough playing Angry Birds or whatever, then the light goes out. And you wave your hand, they can't see it because you're behind the stall door. So that's one. But the second one, and probably the one that bothers me probably the most, is when those electronic toilets that flush themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because either you're getting a colonic and you're not expecting it. Or you're turning around, you know, doing a courtesy flush for somebody who walks in, and thank God they do because the light comes back on. But anyway, then you do a courtesy flush, and you don't know where the button is, so you're turning all the way around on the toilet, trying to hit the button, and by that time, you're banging off the toilet, And so that just recently happened to me at Walgreens, and you all were on this, so I thought I'd call you and tell you.
Rufus, I really just have one question. I think you know what it's going to be. Where are you from?
Well, I lived in Memphis for a while.
Uh-huh.
Lived in North Kansas City, where I am now.
Uh-huh.
I probably got my accent from Des Moines. But
no,
that's
not
what
Des Moines.
She wants to
that
hear.
Is not Des Moines. You were never a little south of Memphis, maybe
Alabama.
Maybe Alabama, maybe Mississippi.
Well, Oak Grove, Mississippi. I had a friend that lived out there. I didn't live there. I just visited there.
It doesn't matter, Rufus. That's good enough for me. I knew you were my kin.
Are we related?
Yeah, no, but we could be because I love Mississippi. I hear it when you call in. I hear it.
Do you hate electronic toilets?
I do hate electronic toilets.
Well,
stop that right now.
You know what? Hey, Rufus, Dana has to go to the bathroom really badly.
Badly.
Is it electronic?
It is.
They are electronic, but you know the worst thing you can do to somebody who has to go to the bathroom?
Thank you.
Bounce it on the air?
Rufus, you all...
No.
You all be good, and I am so glad you called in. Okay. All right. That is enough.
Do you have to go number one or number two?
No, number one, and I am dying. I looked at him during the break. I forget, and I go, oh, my gosh, well, why did I not go in?
We're going to break in 10 minutes.
Oh, I can't wait 10 minutes. I have a grievance, and it's 10 minutes.
I would just encourage all of the callers to call in to not mention that Dana has to go to the bathroom.
Well,
and
that
not,
would be mean.
Not bring up things like Niagara
that's
Falls.
That's some kind of OSHA violation. We talked about this. They
Coors
have to give you a break to go to the bathroom.
They gave you one at 5:30.
Well, you should remind me that that's when I should get up.
I didn't know you had to go to the bathroom.
Well, you should just know these things.
I can't win
First
with
of all,
you.
He's not your assistant. And second of all, no one should have an assistant that knows the fullness of their bladder at any given time.
Welcome.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get some more water sound effects here.
No, no, and no.
James in Bonner Springs. James, hello.
How are we doing?
Hi.
We're doing well. Thanks, man.
Okay, my grievance is I'm a truck driver. Okay.
Yeah.
And it really annoys me that every time anything happens on the highway or on any of the roads, it's immediately the truck driver's fault.
I would argue it's rarely the truck driver's fault.
But that's what everybody just assumes is, you know, they're driving that big truck. It's their fault. They did it. You know, they're overworked or they're too tired or whatever. People don't realize, you know, we're professional drivers. This is what we do all the time. You know, we probably know the rules of the road better than most people driving cars.
I agree.
But everybody just assumes that it's our fault. They just think that a truck can stop on a dime and, you know, that we can just whip around a corner with no trouble or...
Yeah.
I will tell you this, and I think you're right in this regard, James, that the presumption of guilt goes to the big rig driver. Although the scaredest I've been in years occurred yesterday as I'm driving north on I-35, and I had a big rig to my left and a big rig to my right.
Well, that's your fault.
Well, why is it my fault? I was just driving down the road.
Because you shouldn't end up in between them.
That's true, because if you're right in between them, you're probably in their blind spot and they can't see you.
They came up on me. See, this is why you drive on the right, not in the middle.
I got one other one.
I was trying to drive on the right, James, but there was a big rig in that lane I couldn't get over, and they both passed me because I obey the speed limit.
Go ahead, James.
My other one is when you call into a radio station with a grievance, and you just happen to call right before they start doing commercials and news and traffic, and you end up on hold for, like, you know, ever.
That's good. It is a good grievance, and you have been heard.
And the worst part is, while you're listening to the commercials, you can't even change the radio station until the commercials are over. you have to listen through the whole thing.
Hey, and James, we appreciate that more than you know. Would you knock that off?
How bad do you have to go?
From the text line.
That's not me.
Stop
That's
it!
Not me.
Stop
that
it!
That is not me.
From the text line. I work in an office where our clients take numbers. I wish they would listen. Stop it!
That is not me.
I'm going to be my man.
It's not me.
I work in an office where our clients take numbers. I wish everyone would listen when they call the number. So then you don't go up to the guard 15 minutes later and say, have you called my number? Or say, we skipped them. It is a very busy government office. Stop it! Stop it! Stop it! Come on.
How bad do you have to go?
I'm not talking to you.
Jonathan, there is a possibility we could just take this all the way to the top of the hour.
No, actually, there's no possibility of that.
Yeah, you want me to just...
What would happen if I just walked out and just went? Because I would argue I have the legal right to... Would you knock it off?
I'm not doing
it. There are people stalled on 435 right now who hate you.
That is not me.
I see a sink on your screen.
Well, but it's paused.
Stop it. God. Jonathan! Don't you drip me!
Are you going to drip?
No.
Oh.
Maybe we should be playing Bon Jovi instead.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right on down the boots.
Mm-hmm. Ron in Midtown. Hello, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you, man.
Well, I'm totally upset. Oh. This kind of piggybacks off of the show you guys did when you were talking about the seats out of the Chiefs Stadium.
Mm, the ones that they were throwing away, yeah.
Well, just so happens... Now, I'm a taxpayer, of course, in Jackson County.
Okay.
I do a little surfing on Facebook Market from time to time. Was on there today. A guy's selling some with the frames for $1,200 for three.
$1,200?
For three.
Whoa. That is expensive.
So that kind of, the multiplication you did that day, Dana, I think it kind of goes up a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, if that's $1,200 for three, hang on, let me do this here. For what did they take out of there, Ron? Do you remember? Was it 20,000 seats?
Right. Now, these did have the frames, not just the plastic backing and the seat. These did have the frames. But at the same time, how did they – now, this person's in Kansas City, Kansas, but how did they have the ability – to take those seats out of there.
Well, think about it, Ron. If you worked there and, you know, nobody said specifically you couldn't take a seat out of there, I'm sure there were people like,
we're just going to throw them away.
We're going to throw them away, so I'm going to take them, and then I'm going to put them on eBay.
Well, that goes back to, I guess, those folks within the Jackson County realm government that should have stated that.
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, glad we got you in. Thank you for calling, man.
No problem.
All right, you take care. Bill in North Platte. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, how you doing today?
Doing really well. Hey, buddy, can you turn that radio down in the background?
I think we just did.
All right, thanks, partner.
Hey, last week I couldn't get in, but you talked about trash.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And I've got a grievance about the trash thing.
Okay.
If I'm going down the highway and I throw out a Mylar balloon, I could get arrested for littering.
Well, you get a ticket, yeah.
Yeah, well, I could get a ticket. So, but in my place, I got a small acreage. I pick up Mylar balloons from people that just turn them loose, and nobody thinks a thing about it.
Well, what are you going to do about it, partner?
Well, shouldn't that be littering?
Well, it is littering, but if nobody catches them, it's not a crime.
Well, if you go to any of these parks or anything where they're doing some kind of a celebration, you see them turn them loose.
Bill, where are you from?
He's not. He's from Missouri. I can tell by the accent.
Bill, have you lived in the Northland all your life?
I've lived here all my life. I know.
Yes, okay.
You're losing it.
No, I'm not losing it.
You're losing it. Everybody who calls in with anything other than a regular accent.
Bill sounded like the guy that goes, I know my rights.
I know my rights.
My favorite Reno 911 skits ever.
You now think everybody is from the South.
No, I get happy when I hear them.
Okay. Do you want me to take another call or do you want me to go to break?
No, I would like, it is 5:45. I believe I am leaving.
No, that's not me. That's not me. I'm not doing that. You done lost your mind. You've lost your mind. Okay, well, you can walk out, but you lost your mind.
I had so many more sound effects.
She is nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, what's the list tonight?
The list tonight is...
Because I want to play.
The list tonight is best song...
Okay, ooh.
...from 2010 until now. So best song of the last 10 years. Seems hard, but think about it. There has been a lot of good music over the last 10 years or so. And
that's
I think
true.
A lot of people just, especially our age, I think just go, it all sucks nowadays. There's plenty of good stuff out there.
All right. Best song from 2010 to 2019.
Yep.
That is the list tonight. Jonathan Weir coming up right after 6 o'clock.
Boom, boom, boom.
That boom, awkward boom. Moment when Motown won't play.
I can sing.
I hate you.
I can sing.
You make, stupid computer.
Make Motown play. I don't want to talk unless I hear Motown.
It's all good.
Make them play, Rod.
It's all good.
All right, we're just going to move ahead.
We are getting multiple reports on the text line, and I'm checking on Twitter about a couple of wrecks, one on K-10 and one on I-35 near 152. We want everyone to know that we are looking into that.
Okay, all right. Let's go to Cody on line one. Hello, Cody.
My grievance is with Rebecca.
Okay.
The other day, I had the opportunity to meet Jonathan Weir, and he's a wonderful person. But she pointed out to me that he had a big head. And now that she has said that, I have noticed it. And that bothers
me.
That's true.
Well, yeah, but...
What size is your head?
I don't know, like hat size?
Yeah.
It's like a 7 and... I don't know. It's a lot.
5/8.
7 5/8, sure. Maybe 7
that's
and 7/8.
That's what mine is. I have a big head,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, 7 and 7/8. Rebecca said I have a scar on my temple, one of them.
Okay.
And she said that's a stretch mark from when my head
got... Have you ever measured it?
Big.
Like, have you ever had someone come in with a tape measure? I'll do it for you on Monday.
I think it's like 25 inches, 24 inches.
Well,
I don't
know. What's normal?
Your head is 2 feet around.
I don't know. I don't know, honestly.
Why did it get so worked out?
I give him a hard time about it. Charge to a microphone. I'm not having a good day. So I give him a hard time about it. And the thing is, it doesn't look like he has a big head, but there's a Christmas photo on the Facebook page. And him and Rebecca are wearing the same hat. And it comes down over her ears.
Yeah, it's like a bucket on her.
And it sets on the very top of
it's
his
It's like a
head.
Yarmulke on me. Here's the funny thing, though.
Yeah, like a yarmulke, very much like that.
Whenever Rod and I go somewhere together and meet listeners or something, it's always this. Wait, which one of you is supposed to have the big head? They always think it's Rod.
Yeah, but I'm twice his size. My head's proportionate.
I don't think that height has anything to do with head size.
Yeah, but I don't look like one of those map tacks.
Okay.
What is the list?
You do look like...
Oh, I know. It's
like
adorable.
A map tack.
Your head is disproportionately large.
Whatever.
Well, it is.
Okay. That means I'm smart. That's fine. The list tonight is best song that has come out...
The same thing we do every night.
No, don't turn your mic off because of him.
I didn't.
Talk to us.
I was making sure it was on because the light wasn't on. The list tonight, I've lost track in my big head because these things just roam around all over the place.
They're crashing into each other.
The list tonight is best song that has come out between now and 2010. So the best song of the last 10 years.
Okay, can I make a nomination?
Yes, I would love to hear it.
Okay, here it is.
When stuff comes out.
Oh, wait.
Well, just think of a song that has come out recently that you've liked. Is it Steel Panther? What is this?
I forgot about this Motley Crue.
Okay, no.
Motley Crue's Like a Virgin. I'd like to nominate that.
Motley Crue doesn't even like that.
I don't like it either, but I want to put it
you
into
put it
consideration.
On the list? We'll put it on the list.
I think it needs to be considered.
Why? Why? So a band from the 80s covering an artist from the 80s needs to be on a list
Take
of best
or leave
recent
it.
Songs.
Do you want it on the list or not?
Rod, do you want it on the list?
I'm sure that it'll probably come up.
I think it has to be considered. It
will be definitely considered.
It's the worst song.
You know what? I was thinking Uptown Funk, but no, I think that Motley Crue.
I actually was going to go Bruno Mars, but not that song.
Bruno Mars has a lot of great songs.
I have one, but
he's the prince of the new generation.
I agree.
Oh, we can't play that one. It's got bad.
We
can't. It's got bad words.
No, it was from 2010, right?
I don't know. I don't know what yours are.
No, I'm asking Jonathan.
I don't know when that came out.
Sexy
Back came out in 2006.
Sexy Back came out a lot farther back.
I looked it up.
I'm going to nominate this one.
Okay.
And I'm being serious because I really do believe Bruno Mars is like the prince of this generation.
I agree with you.
Here's mine.
Yeah.
This is a great song.
Yep.
I love us. A girl like you should never look so
blue. Blue, blue, blue. Yeah. I am nominating Bruno Mars' Treasure as the best song in the last 10 years.
That is a good one. I think you guys are overlooking things. You got to think about, we're talking about from 2010. So there's a lot of great songs.
Oh, yeah. When I walk on by, girls be
looking like Debbie Fly. You're kidding me. To the beat, walking down the street in my new freak. Oh, my God. This is how I roll. Animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra. And like Bruce Lee, I got the clout.
Girl, look at that body. So bad.
Good look at that body.
Okay.
Good look at that body.
You know you love it.
I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I think it has to be considered, Rod.
Hey, if we're going to talk about Motley Crue.
No, I'm withdrawing that for Bruno Mars.
When we do a list
of songs
guaranteed to sterilize people, that will be on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, dog.
L-M-A-F-O. G-T-F-O.
We got to run. The list with Mr. Weir is coming up next. Get in. Best song between 2010 and 2019. Have a great night. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in all of America, the great Rod Babcock, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright.
And to Deanne, I'm sorry you have to use the restroom.
You better pull over. Have a great night. Be safe and be good.
Happening now on KMBZ, a family piecing together what's left of their stolen belongings. More next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.